Make us a favorite button on your browser.
If you click it, you'll go to that page.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the Internet.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar interstellar media broadcast communication studios of TalkZone.com, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. Randall and Jim are ready to take your toll-free calls from anywhere in North America at 1-888-463-6748 and world listeners at 011-847-470-0937 from anywhere around the globe. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining us here today on Monday, March 2nd. And the weather is just weather.
Don't take a chance. We're in Rochester.
It's just weather. Wherever you are, we're hoping it's better than it is here, because winter goes about 9 months here.
At least.
Yeah, I flew in the other night. I flew in from Atlanta. Yeah. And it looked like a scene from the opening movie of The Thing. I thought I was landing in Greenland. There was blowing snow. The airport was dark. And the guy waving the plane in is wearing one of those Parkers with a big fur hat, you know. Yeah. Oh, my God, it was scary. Well, anyway, but we're here. We're warm and safe and sound here in our little studio. And we welcome you to Lawyers Who Needs Them. My partner, Mr. Hartman, is one of Rochester's top trial attorneys. And he's argued before the United States Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the president and CEO of the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, serving over 12,000 people with this disease in 50 counties across upstate New York.
Now, each week, James and I attempt to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system.
And perhaps inject some common sense and a sense of humor back in.
Now, if you'd like to reach us with a question, you can do that at any time. Our engineers are ready. Their phone banks are loaded up ready for you, simply by dialing 1-888.
By the way, those are the only banks that haven't failed.
We hope. 1-888-463-6748. That's in anywhere, toll-free, in North America. 1-888-463-6748. And if you are in Guam.
Yes, that's absolutely so.
You can call us at 011-847-470-0937 and ask us what the heck you're doing there.
And well, that's not only that. That's the same number you can use in Tanzania.
That's correct. And sometimes we cross the line.
That's right.
So you think you're in Guam, but you're really in Tanzania. Okay, now, if you're shy like my partner, you can simply click on the Talk Zone question button and shoot us a question, and our engineer will process that. Or if you're really shy and wish to remain incognito, you can send us a question to the official Lawyers Who Needs Them website, which is lawyerswhoneedsthem.com or lawyerswhoneedsthem.com, and you can leave us the question there, and we'll answer it on next week's show. So without any further ado, let's kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them. And here's an interesting one. Ryanair will have a new charge for their air flying customers. And by the way, Ryanair is the kind of JetBlue of Ireland.
That's correct.
So what will they have to pay for now?
Well, now, in addition to, by the way, this had nothing to do with lawyers but issues, but you never know when you're going to have to sue to get in where? The toilet. They're going to charge you to go to the toilet.
Really?
That's what they're proposing to do. Now, whether this guy is joking or not, but they charge for everything. They're one of those airlines that, you know, you
charge
get there
a blanket.
A blanket, a pillow, a Coke, a water, anything, and probably if you're only allowed to wear a certain amount of clothing, it'll charge for that. But the question is whether a bathroom is an optional extra when you're at 30,000 feet. And it's a no-frills airline, as you said, Randall. It's just like Jet JetBlue. In fact, it's a no-wings airline.
I was going to say. They don't, you go in the men's room, and there's just the hole.
That's right. I don't know why they charge you for that. It's like they do in India or in China. It's a hole in the floor. But the one thing they've looked at and are looking at again is the possibility of putting a coin slot on the toilet door.
Then you need change.
So that people might have to actually spend a pound to spend a penny. That's an old sort of an expression over there. You spend a penny means you're going to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And but the thing is, can you imagine
a pound?
A pound is
that's
about $1.50 and a half.
It's almost close.
That's come down a little bit. $1.50 to go do, you know, what you have to do. So my thought is...
Yeah, what is your thought?
Wet the floor. I mean, you got to just show them what you're going to do.
Right.
Since when can you charge for that? First of all, if you were in the United States, the FAA
wouldn't
permit it.
No.
If they would wake up and do something. But it's a government agency. You never know. But, I mean, that's preposterous. I can't believe they're serious. But it's what they call mile-high toilet extortion. I mean, you know, it's crazy.
So here you need a lawyer.
But
this is where
you need
a lawyer.
You have to go badly. Let's assume you have it. And they discuss in this article, which I read, they discuss, well, you know, does everybody have a pound to put in the coin? And the question is, well, nobody would come on without a pound. On the other hand, a lot of people have euros. I mean,
right.
Supposing you don't have the right kind of coin, what, do you hammer it into the slot when you have to go real bad? I mean, you're rubbing your legs, sweating, cold sweat, you're 30,000 feet up in the air, and you got to put a coin in to go to the bathroom.
Only,
I don't believe it.
Only in Ireland.
Well, you should get a lawyer.
Yes.
Get a lawyer. This
right.
is a good thing for a lawyer to do.
And get an Irish lawyer on this
well,
one.
You would, because yeah, it's Ireland. Because you get an Irish lawyer, and he takes him to court, and he says, we want an injunction. This is not right. You can't do this to people.
That's right.
I mean,
especially with all the drinking that goes on in that airline, people have to use the bathroom. Anyway.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's go on to the next case, which is not as interesting, but just as important. Well, an arrest has been made in an assisted suicide group. Now, tell me about what these guys and gals are doing.
Well, as you may recall, this whole assisted suicide thing, or the right to die in dignity and the right to do this and to help you die if you're in pain, has been going on for years. And remember, Dr. Kevorkian.
Oh, yeah, Dr.
Who,
Death.
I don't think that's fair, because after all, if you have a living will, you too are instructing them not to keep you intubated and with all kinds of force feeding and this and that, with tubes in your head and tubes in your ears, tubes in your throat, tubes in a different place too.
Right.
I mean, you want to die in peace. I mean, where are you going with all of that?
But this is a little different.
But here's a
isn't
different
it?
Situation.
Yeah, this is a little different.
There's an organization which is called, as I understand it, that's interesting, Final Exit Network. And this organization, you pay $50, you join it, and they help you leave.
You make a final exit.
They send you, they
There's
come,
no time
they
for
help
a
you leave, and they bring a bon voyage card with them. And four people in two states have been arrested as part of an investigation into this type of thing. I think it was in Georgia.
Okay.
They helped a man end his life in June. And the Georgia Bureau of Investigations, known in Georgia as the GBI.
Oh, yeah. They don't fool around.
Yeah, they
guys.
Don't horse around.
Uh-uh.
And,
they're where the Tuscaloosa.
Well, on Wednesday, they set up a sting operation at a residence in adjoining Dawson County.
I see.
Using an undercover agent who posed as a terminally ill man seeking assistance with his suicide.
Huh.
They had to make him look terrible.
Right.
So they starved him for weeks. And they had to give him a disease.
No makeup.
Yeah, right. So, anyway, he stung the people with the sting.
Right.
And they...
Could have used us.
They were arrested. And it's Claire Blair, a woman of 76 of Atlanta, Thomas Goodwin, 63 of Punta Gorda, Florida, and Kennesaw, Georgia, were arrested, the GBI, Georgia Bureau of Investigation said. The Final Exit Network, which is based in North Atlanta suburb of Marietta.
Oh, well, that's a very popular
yes,
suburb.
Yes, it is. It's a nice plan. It identifies itself as an all-volunteer organization dedicated to serving people who are suffering from an intolerable condition. Network volunteers offer you counseling, support, and even guidance to self-deliverance. I guess that means death. They call it self-deliverance.
Right.
At a time and place of your choosing. But you always do the choosing. And we come along and we sing with angels' wings, da-da-da-da.
And away
sometimes
you
they
go.
Sing Amazing Grace,
oh,
all
yeah.
the different funeral songs.
You get to pick
songs.
Your last couple songs, right?
They do.
Yeah.
They read a few psalms and off you go.
And away you
with
go.
Their assistance. As you're kicking and screaming, saying, I changed my mind! I changed my mind! But they still, they got needles in you and everything, and there you go.
And that's that.
The
all
method
right. Well, they're
used,
in trouble, right? They're in
they
trouble.
They use helium inhalation.
Helium, that's why you start talking like this.
What do you do?
And then all of a sudden.
You don't.
You're gone.
Well, as I told you, that's what's going on.
Oh, man.
And it's an interesting thing to watch because,
it is?
As I told you, in their offices, they have the Wall of Fame. And Dr. Jack Kevorkian.
He must be on the top.
Beautiful picture of him there.
Oh, really?
Wonderful, right.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
He's there honored in his efforts to help a lot of people cross over the Jordan.
So there you go.
Theoretically.
So you can cross over for $50. You still have to pay toll.
Of the river. So you have to pay a toll. Right. They don't pay a toll. It's $50 to join.
Join.
Plus expenses.
Plus expenses.
Plus
right.
expenses.
Well, folks, be on the lookout for the final exit. They call themselves the final exit.
Yeah, final exit. What did I say? Final exit.
Network. Something.
Network.
The final exit network.
Network.
Thing that could happen to us.
Well,
we're on
for
Talk
us.
Zone, and next week we're on the Final Exit Network.
There was a person, one of the people they put away, unfortunately, was someone who really was only in his 50s, and he was depressed, that it was a question of depression and misery in that sense. He wasn't physically ill.
Well, see, that's not and, right.
Well, of course not.
There's a remedy for
figured,
depression.
Well,
our program.
That's no. That's
if it
a
doesn't,
remedy. That gives you depression.
If it doesn't kill you, it makes you happy.
Mm.
It's one way or the other. Anyway, all right. What are you drinking? Oh, my goodness. That's. I thought you gave that
I'm
stuff
just
up to Lynn.
Well, I did.
All
but,
right.
I took a. I told you. I went to a.
Oh, you went to an Irish
funeral.
Wake today.
No, it wasn't Irish, this
oh.
kid, but he was a. He. I tell you, he could really. I don't know what the Johnny Walker is going to do since he's passed on. But he was a great Scotch
well,
drinker. And. We went there and they all said, let's have,
you gotta have a scotch.
A glass of Johnny Walker in memory of Jim, which was his name, and a
mm-hmm.
super guy, wonderful guy, terrific golfer, had a miserable at the end because he was had a lot of systemic problems.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But at any rate, we all
you
decided,
toasted him?
And I told them that I was had given it up for 40
Lent.
Days.
Yeah,
right.
Anyway,
some guy said he'll give me dispensation. Didn't look like a priest or a minister or anything else.
But you took
but
it anyway.
He gave me a quick disp. And
you were
and
there.
I was there. I was.
He had a quick disp and then a quick sip.
That's right. So.
Only in America, ladies
so
and gentlemen.
So long. The wagon is leaving. I got to jump back on. But it's going to take me a while.
Right. All right.
But, of course, you don't throw away good stuff.
No, never. And
okay.
Speaking of jumping on the wagon.
Right.
The bankruptcy lawyers,
oh.
The bankruptcy lawyers are now regaining glory. In demand. They're
that's,
in demand.
That's the bandwagon. These
holy
guys
cow.
Are having a one time in their
now,
lives.
Weren't these guys usually
well, let me
say, scorned?
Well, bankruptcy lawyers used to be, ugh, I mean, these guys, dull. Bankruptcy, what are you crazy? And they sat in the office looking guilty with the schedules and all of this. Nobody even talked to them. Their lives were dull. They were isolated and ostracized. Not even get paid like the other lawyers. And all of a sudden, everybody's going bankrupt. But, you know, a bankruptcy, if I go bankrupt, then you use the old-style guy. Dull, rotten, and this. But the Enron,
right.
the banker, Citigroup, and
you
all
need,
of those.
You need a sharp
so
guy.
These, the answer today is that there's a lot of the corporate law firms are facing a bigger boom in bankruptcy work.
Oh.
And there's a tremendous rise in the demand for their service.
So they're moving them to the front
well,
office.
Well, right to the front office. These guys are being put on a pedestal. Absolutely. They're making monuments to the bankruptcy lawyers. And this, you know, the big firm in Texas, Paul Hastings, Janowski, and Walker, who, by the way, have offices all over the country, if not the world,
right.
are paying a man by the name of, I didn't know him because I never did the bankruptcy work, by the name of Luke Despins, a New York lawyer who himself has done a lot of bankruptcy work and represented creditors in many of the high-profile bankruptcy cases. You know, Enron, Lehman Brothers, all of the big
oh,
shots
the big
that
ones.
Are destroying the country.
Right.
They are going, they have offered him over $5 million a year guarantee for 3 years to come over to their firm.
This guy's like a pro ball player.
Well, you know, you do a couple of bankruptcies in 3 years, and you leave, and you're set for life. Well, the thing is, you know, this is this business that lawyers today have no conscience, and they steal people. That used to be a no-no.
Oh,
you
really?
Never stole from another firm.
Oh.
You never did that.
And now
you behaved yourself. Well, take another guy that's probably not as good as this guy who was offered at Orrick, Herrington, and Sutcliffe, LLP. They have offered him $2.5 million in annual compensation over where he's working now, a 25% increase to Mr. Reniero D'Aversa, Jr.,
okay.
And he's getting $2.5 million if he leaves his firm, which he says he's going to do, because he's getting 25% more. So the bankruptcy guys are
doing
top
okay.
guns.
All right.
They're doing wonderful.
Speaking of wonderful,
yeah.
The famous Milberg firm
right.
Has a new attorney.
Yeah,
they got a new guy.
They have announced that they're acquiring what they call a very distinguished attorney.
Right.
And the reason he's distinguished, he was a former judge.
Uh-huh.
But he was a judge that judged their case. So
holy
cow. Listen, talk about the morals. I'll talk about that. But anyway, you know the Milberg firm? It was used to be
Milberg, Weiss.
Weiss, right. And they got in trouble. Three people were indicted and going to jail for kickbacks, all kinds of stuff.
Sounds familiar.
Melvin Weiss, who was a big one of the kickbackers.
Right.
Actually, one of the biggest kickers in the NFL. He could kick money a million miles to get a case. At any rate, he could hit a field goal from 30 miles away. This guy he wanted a slice of the firm's future earnings on cases he had brought in. Well, he's been disbarred.
Right.
So he's not a lawyer. And it's prohibited for lawyers to share fees with a non-lawyer. However, a certain guy on the bench,
a judge,
by the name of Judge Kahn, decided, let him have the money. Judge Herman Kahn.
Good old Harry.
Herman Kahn, good old Hermie. He's in the New York State Supreme Court. It was the trial level at that court, and they had handled this thing.
And they
made the deal and said, give him the money. Give him some dough.
Yes.
Well, isn't it strange that this distinguished lawyer happens to be a certain guy by the name of Judge Herman Kahn, who retired from the bench to come over to what is now known as Milberg LLP. And so, Judge Kahn, you're in good shape. You have the morals. The judge here mentioned about a fellow by the name that was tried as Niccolo fellow. But at any rate, he was wonderful, this judge. Larimer here, the federal judge, said,
yes,
you have the moral compass of a pirate. So, Judge Herman Kahn,
right,
you have the moral compass of a pirate. Now, let me say this to you. When I was in law school many, many years ago, probably before you were there, because I'm be wondering if you ever went to law school, and if you did, whether you ever got to the ethics class. But I'll tell you this, Judge Kahn. Let me tell you this. We used to learn in law school, and it was awfully snotty the way they put it, that lawyers, in their dealings are above the marts of trade. Yeah, moral, above the march of trade. Well, that's a lot of baloney. I would like lawyers to get up to the march of trade in their morals and in their ethics. So, Judge Kahn, good luck with Milberg, LLP.
Well, I can't even think about bringing up another topic after that, because we want to let that one kind of float over Lake Ontario for a few minutes.
Let it land in Canada.
See if it gets to Lake Michigan, and we'll see what happens. But we'll be keeping an eye on the new attorney, Mr. Cohen.
Kahn.
Kahn, sorry. How appropriate. How appropriate. That's right, Kahn. Kahn,
it'll be easy
Cohen.
For him to con people, because his name is Kahn.
He's right there. He's already set up.
Like Dr. Payne is a dentist. You know, that's Mr. Lynch is a lawyer. Right.
Anyway, well, we hope you're taking all of this in. And if you are, you're going to need a short intermission. So we're going to take a very short break. Don't go away. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them right here live on TalkZone.com.